Hello, Believer Creators. Welcome to Believer Creator Radio. This is Rob Malone, where it is my goal, my ambition, my mission, my vision to have the most unprofessional podcast on the internet. And I have one question for you, my Believer Creators. Are you ready to rumble? So, again, my focus is not only to share little nuggets, but to keep these things under 7 minutes. We got 6.5 to go. So I want to talk about the simple, common, three-letter word that will cause Facebook to ban your ads. And I'll tell you what, it is a word that you have used today, and you will use it tomorrow. In fact, you probably use it at least dozens of times, maybe even hundreds of times every day, but Facebook is hypersensitive about it. So when I started my career in internet marketing, I had a really great mentor and guru that just helped me to jumpstart the success I was having, and mostly jumpstart the success I was having for clients. And so I was picking up a few clients here and there, and I was working with some plumbers, and there was one plumber in particular that I really got some great results for. It's in his words, not mine, totally changed his life. He literally was getting more clients in 1 week than he had been in the previous like 3 months. So anyway, I'm thinking, okay, well, I kind of like plumbers, and plumbers is a niche, and I had a background in construction. Seems like it makes sense. Let's go out and deal with the guys who stand in sewage. So I wanted to use Facebook to get more plumbing clients. So I put together a Facebook ad, and I thought it was pretty slick. And it just said, it was a fairly simple ad, but it just said something like, hey, are you a plumber? It says, are you a plumber? Want to help more people have burst water pipes, clogged drains, leaking hot water? Is it frustrating when your quote is shopped all over town and someone undercuts it? We've opened up our high-demand services, providing qualified exclusive live referrals of people who need a plumber, and our demand is higher than we have plumbers to take them. We're opening up to 2 plumbing companies, blah, 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 blah. I don't think I need to go on. But anyway, so it was like, boom. I thought, this is a winner. I'm going to get a ton of plumbers calling me, and I want to pick up more plumbing clients. So I put it up there, and Facebook denied it, rejected it, would not approve the ad. And I'm like, huh, so what's the problem? So I looked at it, and I said, oh, well, maybe I'm making too bold of claims about the results. So put it out there again. Are you a plumber? Want to help more people with burst water pipes, blah, 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 blah. And I just kind of said something, you know, whatever, modified it to, you could pick up, you know, maybe, you know, an additional 4 clients a month or something, which was, I knew was probably more like a week, but hey, a month. Okay. Boom. Decline. So I tried again. Are you a plumber? And I watered down even more. It's like, maybe you might get some client somewhere in the future. Boom. Disapproved. You know, try it again. Are you a plumber? The service sucks. You'll hate it. You'll never get any clients, right? Boom. Disapproved. No matter what I did, it says, are you a plumber? Nothing. Are you a plumber? Nothing. And I'm just getting so frustrated. I'm going back and look at other ads I had approved, and I'm trying that were approved, and I'm trying to figure out, what is it about this one? I'm racking my head. So finally, I went to my guru, my mentor, and I said, hey, look, I hate to bother you over stuff like this. I said, but I cannot figure this out. My ad will not get approved. I don't care how many variations, what I change, it doesn't get approved. He said, well, let me look at it. So I sent him, and he's like, with like 30 seconds, he said, oh, change your first line. I said, are you a plumber? He goes, yeah. Facebook considers that offensive. They're very sensitive about the word you. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah. He goes, because they feel like you are singling out a, you know, a type of person, and they're, you know, like, you're singling out an ethnic race or a economic status or, you know, a gender, and they don't like that. They're very sensitive about that. And I thought, well, it's plumbers, but apparently, whatever, it gets caught up in their thing that they are, you know, whatever their automated system is that, you know, checks these out. And if it picks up RU in there, boom, it kicks it out. So I changed RU to just attention plumbing contractors. Nothing else. That was it. Wham! Got approved. And I started getting a little more extravagant in my claims. You know, are you a plumber? Are you looking to make $1 million in next year? Boom, approved. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I could, not that I would ever make a false claim, right? I mean, I literally didn't put an ad out to say, well, you want to make $1 million in next year. But it was amazing to me that the words, are you, can get your ad disapproved. You know, I understand, you know, are you a woman? Maybe. I don't know. But that is, you know, and the sad thing is that's one of the most effective headlines there is out there. Say, are you this? Because people will immediately identify, they'll self-identify. Yes, I am that. And you'll pique their interest. So that's just the little tidbit of knowledge today. We're under 6 minutes, probably just a tad over. But we made it under the 7 minute mark. So when you're writing your Facebook ads, refrain from using are you. You can have you in there. Just make sure it's not following like were you, are you, you know, those type of verbs that precede you are almost a surefire way to get your ad disapproved by Facebook. And let me tell you, when they disapprove it and you contact them and say why, their response is check our ad policies. I don't see where I'm violating it. I'm looking for help, but they don't. Google's just as bad. So go out, try Facebook ads. They are really, they can be really powerful when you do them right, but don't use you, especially in the phrase of are you. So that's my little nugget for today. Thanks for stopping in. Oh, we're going to end right now because we are just under 7 minutes. Have a great day and carpe diem.